We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
That just happened.
We have to give the man a chance to clear his name. These are serious accusations being levied on him by the New York Yankees.
All right.
And T-Mac joins us right now. Tom McCarthy, what's up, T-Mac?
That was funny.
In all seriousness, yep. Right? Like, we're having fun with this. But the fact that he's accusing, and he didn't say you, right? But the fact he's accusing a broadcaster more or less intentionally of speaking louder during while they're pitching is serious.
Well, honestly, John, I'm sitting there last night when I was driving home, and somebody had called me and told me about it. And I initially thought, I looked at it two different ways. More than anything, I looked at it as being laughable. Just because, I mean, we are loud. There's no doubt about that. I mean, but we're generally just loud people as broadcasters because we project. But there's no way they can hear us unless it's a really big call. But then I took a step back and I thought, what would I say to Patrick, my 25-year-old? Because Jordan Montgomery's 27. And I would say to him, hey, man, you might want to keep that to yourself next time. I mean, seriously, that's the part of it that I think is kind of laughable as athletes, that you would be sort of vain in the sense that something as obtuse as that would even cross your mind. I had talked to Aaron Boone yesterday through texting. You know, Jay Happ has my phone number because, I mean, he's still one of my favorite people of all time. If this was ever an issue, I am sure that one of those guys would have said something to us. But I don't know. I just thought it was – more than anything, I thought it was laughable.
Yeah, I mean, listen, because he even said in the cut, he said that he had heard that this is what you were doing with Jay Happ. So it's kind of like maybe someone was talking about it, then all of a sudden it becomes true.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you know, you guys know, I mean, we've known each other for a long time, and we do project. There are times, I mean, Scott and I were talking about it last night, there are times where I can hear Larry because he's sort of facing me in the other booth, and Scott can hear Ben because he's facing Scott in the other booth, if that makes any sense. My back is kind of to them when I'm discussing stuff with Ben, but I don't know, I just think it's kind of funny. The fact that there was even a thought or a worry about the pandemic crowd that's out there was funny itself, but this was, I think it's one of those, I mean, Ike, you've been in locker rooms before where I'm hoping that somebody a little older came over to him today and said, hey, about those comments, you might want to keep them to yourself.
No.
It was passive aggressive in a lot of ways, but still, keep it to yourself.
And to me, it being passive aggressive, T-Mac, is the main reason why you should keep it to yourself, because it comes off as if you're whining.
It was whining.
Well, it comes off as if you're trying to use that as an excuse for you not pitching well or not hitting or whatever.
I think that's a really good way of putting it. I mean, he had a very mediocre game, and he hasn't lived up to the expectations I think that everybody had for him. He's a nice pitcher. He's a nice little pitcher. But I think it makes it seem like there's a lot of excuses. Listen, Jay Happ will be the first one to tell you that he didn't walk six because he heard us say ball four. I mean, it didn't. I mean, it didn't. He knew it was ball four. In fact, he probably knew it right when he left his head.
Yeah, but T-Mac, I mean, like, so you're on TV. You just can't start screaming when Jay Happ goes into his windup or his stretch. It just doesn't make any sense. It's silly.
Yeah, it doesn't. The landscape of it just doesn't make any sense, John. You're right. I mean, I kept running it through my head if myself or Scott would say, here's the 3-1 pitch, as loud as we possibly could.
Oh, it's so funny. Now you mentioned the fan group out there, the pandemic crew. How, like, from your perspective, how loud were they out there? Because there was whining and complaining about those guys too.
Yeah, they're loud. I mean, it's really good. I have to admit, you know, Scott and I were talking last night, and when they first came in the Marlins series, I honestly thought that it was somebody from the Marlins that had an air horn in the dugout. And I truly sat there thinking to myself, I can't believe that they're not stopping them from doing that. Because the way they're facing, it sort of echoed off the side of the building inside when the air horn first started. So, and then I realized that it was them. But I think JT said it really well last night. I mean, it's great. I mean, it shouldn't affect anybody, but I think it's, as long as they are, you know, keeping themselves distant enough and, you know, doing the right things, I think it's great. I think it's great.
Yeah, so how's it been for you having the guys back this week, back at home, calling the game, watching these series? I know, you know, the pandemic caught a lot of attention yesterday, but all in all, I mean, that was a good win for the Phillies and, a chance to tie that series up, getting two games out of there. So just what you think about the guys being able to get that win yesterday?
I thought it was a great win. I mean, the Yankees are, to me, the best team in the American League and arguably the best team in baseball. And the fact that you split four with them, you know, and let one kind of get away. I mean, you can say that because it was a 1-1 game and Nola pitched so well. But I think it was great. I think it was a nice way to get ready for a big series against the Atlanta Braves. And, the Yankees are tough. I cannot see anybody. This is a big weekend for them because they're taking on the Rays, but I can't see anybody really. They're going to be hard to beat because of what they offer from top to bottom in that lineup. I mean, they got guys in AAA that should be in the big leagues. So I thought it was a great win. I did think the bullpen gutted it out for five innings, despite the fact, you know, that they gave up the two runs. You know, Nick gave up the two runs, but I thought they gutted it out and. I think it was huge. I think it was a huge victory for them.
Yeah, and with the DH, they didn't have to worry about bringing in Neris in the eighth inning, and then worry about, you know, just in case he was going to be coming up in the order. We look at the DH, and listen, Tom, I'm a National League guy. I always resisted the DH. Always resisted the DH, but sometimes it's nice to not have to worry about when that pitcher's coming up.
Yeah, we were talking about it last night. You know, Joe has been able to pinch hit position players against, let's say, a lefty or a righty, instead of having to worry about pinch hitting for the pitcher. So that's where it's changed. I'm with you, John. I'm a traditionalist. I would prefer to have the pitcher hit, but I don't think we're going to see it ever again. But I think it's been good to have the ability to, all right, if Phil Gosselin is facing a righty, let's bring Jay Bruce up. And then Jay hits a single. I think that's been good. I think that part of it's been really good.
Tom McCarthy, you have been cleared of all charges. You did not scream at the Yankees pitchers. We are rendering a verdict.
That's so great. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, T-Mac.
All right, brother.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
All right,
you
we'll
too.
Be watching this weekend and tonight. There he is, Tom McCarthy. Well, Ike, we solved it. Mm-hmm. Not guilty.
No.
Wouldn't even make sense. Like, you would notice on TV, because you can't, even if you bring your mics down to where it doesn't sound like you'd be as loud, you can't shout.
I was going to say, listen, I didn't want to ruin the bit that we had going with T-Mac, but, I mean, it would be fairly obvious to all of us that they were doing it in the middle of a windup or a swing. Like, we would notice that.
Yes.
Because they would have to get out of character for it to be noticed. It doesn't follow the flow of the game.
No.
Right? So, I mean, T-Mac explained it perfectly. Like, I would have to basically, my voice would have to inflect so high while he's pitching to yell out ball or whatever. You know what I mean?
Like, Hap winds up. And the 3-1 pitch!
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Well,
what was the pitcher's name? Greg Montgomery?
George Montgomery.
George Montgomery. Greg Montgomery is a punter from Michigan State, I think.
Lawrence McCutcheon?
Either way, point is, and I think T-Mac tried to be delicate, but that's just the class act that T-Mac is.
Yes.
Basically saying, like, dude, you weren't pitching well. Don't try to use me as an excuse as to why you weren't pitching well.
Seriously.
Yeah.
If Franzen was there, I could have seen Franzen maybe trying to do it, but not with the
– Right. Yeah. Yeah. Franzen maybe.
You never know with him,
yes. He's trying to get the trunk out of Clearwater.
Yeah.
Yes, I could see Franzen deciding that he was going to – but anyway, that was not the case. All right, well, thanks for T-Max for jumping on. All right, let's get to the phones here. 215-592-9494. A lot of Flyers fans calling in. Ike, we're asking for Flyers fans' blessing. We're asking for their blessing for us to jump on the bandwagon. We know if they do win the Stanley Cup this year, we're not going to appreciate it like the diehard Flyer fan that has waited how many years now since they won a cup? a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to enjoy it as much as them. Mm-mm. But we want to, like, it's good for the city when one of our teams is doing well. And we want the blessing of the diehard Flyers fan to jump on the bandwagon. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Joe in Ben Salem. Hi, Joe.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Happy Friday.
My brother. How are you?
Hey, it's a bandwagon season. The Flyers are in the playoffs. That's the only time to watch the Flyers. Other than that, you know, there's nothing else to really watch other than, early on. It's the Eagles. That takes up most of the year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Flyers fans should, you know, welcome open arms for everybody to watch. And considering there's going to be a bunch of Sixers fans in a couple of weeks, have to watch them because they aren't going far.
Well, that's true.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah.
We'll see. We might need the Flyers here to get us the football season.
The Phillies, they're going to have bullpen problems for the rest of the year, so that's just going to be a stress to watch. The Flyers are stress-free at the moment.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm watching that game yesterday, flicking back and forth between them and the Phillies, but I'm like, yeah, you know, by the time I hopped in there, they were already up, you know, 1-0, and so it's just good to just sit there and watch. And the best for me is Flyers Twitter, right? So being on Twitter and watching everybody comment who aren't really Flyers fans is the best part about watching the Flyers play at that time.
Is the bandwagon
Flyers
fans like
us? Yes, yes. That's when I throw my emoji fires in there.
You keep doing it, man. It's awesome. Joe, did you have a proud Philadelphia moment?
I do. 2008 World Series parade. I mean, I was an 18-year-old kid cutting high school just to go see them, getting to the stadium and hearing Chase Utley say, "World bleeping champions."
Wow. Go with Joe. Thank you. Very good one. Our own Bill Matz of WIP says, when Hitchbot got beheaded. Remember Hitchbot?
That was a great story.
That robot that they sent across the country. Yeah, it was called Hitchbot.
It went to every other city in the country, and it got here. And
yeah, we destroyed it.
We destroyed it, right.
Yeah. Yep.
He was proud at that moment.
Well.
That makes sense.
It's a proud moment.
Yeah, it makes sense.
See, I have another moment I was proud of. What was his name? The Taser kid ran out on the field.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of people would be embarrassed. I'm glad he did it. The kid deserved it to get tased. He's lucky it wasn't something else, to be perfectly honest with you. Right? Like, sometimes when the guy that threw up on the little kid, like, that's embarrassing. Obviously, we don't want stuff like that. Throwing batteries, that's not something that I like. But, you know, the kid got what he deserved going on the field. I was proud of that moment, Jack.
Is going up to Boo Donovan a proud Philly moment?
No. No, of course not. maybe some people think that. I'm not.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
It was pretty funny back in the day.
It was. I didn't find it funny.
I found it funny.
the quarterback that you hope to spend the next 10 to 12 years on your team and you go up there to – I never agreed with that. I never agreed with that. I knew that was the right pick. All right, back to the phones. Robert in Berlin, New Jersey. Robert, what's up? How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
What's up, Rob?
What's up, guys?
Yo. What's going on?
Yo.
Can you hear us, Robert? Hello. All right, we'll try you in a second. Eric Haddonfield. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Eric?
What's up, E?
I'm excited you guys are talking about the Flyers. It's all good. I'm watching some hockey right now. Yo, you got to stop Johnny Marsh with this. It's not going to mean as much to you. It might not, but hold that in, man. We don't want to hear that.
I'm just being honest. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to talk to the diehards and say that I'm not pretending that this is going to be as much for me as it is for you. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that I wouldn't enjoy it.
Okay. That's cool. Yo, they're playing awesome, man. They were making the top teams look like they should be in Junior B still. Like, it's great. We kept Ovi off the scoreboard all year, hasn't scored a point against us, and I'm excited for Tampa. I mean, they got a lot of talent, so we're going to see. But our defense, man, I've been telling you, stepping up. They're getting into play, scoring some goals.
So you're feeling cup finals.
Yeah, I'm feeling cup finals. I mean, like, this is the most, realistically, you know, the best chance we've had in 10 years. And I've never been so excited in my life.
So here's where I'm confused, Eddie. Now, I'm a layman now, right? You got to work with me here.
I know
they're playing well, and I'm just wondering, is this a group of young guys playing over their heads with a bright future, or do we have some young stars here? When I say young stars, I mean some young Sidney Crosby's, Alexander Ovechkin's, Patrick Kane's in the making. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the type of players that lead their teams to a Stanley Cup. Is this more of a collective effort, or is there star power here where you're like, when you go up against the other best hockey players, we have somebody that can do exactly what those other team stars can do?
I think, you know, maybe not on the offensive end. I think Konechny is going to be a great player. I think, you know, his ceiling's really high.
Okay.
But I think Ivan Provorov will win the Norris Trophy before. He's the best defenseman in the league. Before his career ends at least one time. I mean, that kid's a stud. And he's only, I think he's 21 or 22.
Yeah.
And he plays otherworldly. And then you have the old veterans that we brought in, like Matt Niskanen and Justin Braun, that have been to the Cup or won the Cup in Niskanen's case.
Looks like a good mix between the veterans and some of the young players, Eric, for sure. What's the Philadelphia moment that made you proud?
I was playing up at the Islanders Stadium, and my coach, you know, he played pro hockey, and he got us a suite next to the owner there, and we took over the stadium, and we had a Let's Go Flyers chant, and the Islanders owner just looked over at us in disgust, and I was so proud.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of taking over stadiums.
Yes, that's a trend, Ike.
Well, how about Spike and his crew going up to what was that? They went up to Minnesota?
Milwaukee.
Or was it Milwaukee? Yeah, maybe it was Milwaukee.
Or was it Minnesota?
I don't know, one of them, one of the M's.
They went to both.
But you could hear them on the broadcast. Like you could, I think it was the Milwaukee one where it was a nationally televised game, and you could hear them.
Yes.
The Rights to Ricky people, or was it the? That's right. It was the Rights to Ricky people.
Yeah, it was Rights to Ricky.
Yeah, and you could hear them chanting the "Trust the Process" chants on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. And it's not like they took 20,000 fans somewhere like you would with a football game. That was about what, 2,000?
I actually think it was only like 200.
Yeah. Oh, damn, it was only 200? Yeah.
200 Philadelphia fans sound like
2,000
fans.
Well, I'm just saying, but you're in an opposing team's arena and you could hear them. Like, you could clearly hear them. It's not like they were in the 100 level. They put them up in the nosebleed seats.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that was pretty cool to see.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool. Mike has a good one here on Twitter. The Brett Myers at bat, where he worked the walk to get Victorino up there.
Yeah.
The reaction to the fans in the stadium that day was amazing because everybody realized just exactly what was going on. And working a walk isn't necessarily sexy, but you know, it was a huge, huge place in the game.
Yeah, complete overreaction.
What was?
Yeah, to Brett Myers with that.
Why?
Just because it was. Just was.
Come on. Mm.
Hey, it took CeCe 9 pitches.
Yeah, I know. Ooh.
Psych CeCe out.
Ooh.
What do you mean? For?
Yeah, I mean, whoopee-doo is what I mean.
That's cool. That's baseball.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
I tell you, I hate that phrase.
Yes, you do hate it.
That's awesome. Exactly why I do it.
Oh, all right, let's go back to the phones. We have is Robert in Berlin, New Jersey there, Jack? Robert, go ahead, man. What's up?
Hey, guys, what's up?
What is up?
What's
How are
up,
you?
Rob? I'm good. What's going on?
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, we're on the radio talking to you. What's up, man?
Nah, talking about the Flyers game last night. Pretty killer.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we're going into the next game. The Monsters thing tomorrow. I think they're actually going to beat on Tampa.
More importantly, Robert, you sound like a diehard Flyers fan. Are you accepting of Ike and I and other bandwagoners that normally don't give a damn about the Flyers unless they get into the playoffs? Are you welcoming us into the fold?
I welcome everybody that gets on the bandwagon.
That's what I'm talking
there
about.
There you go.
That's the right attitude
appreciate
to have, Robert.
That, Rob.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how it should be. And honestly, it seems like that there's a lot of Flyers fans are now okay because they understand. Right?
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
I would love to talk to some that don't want us in the league.
Don't want us in the
yes.
as fans.
Yes, that'd be more entertaining.
So we're going to jinx them.
See, this is unfortunately, this is what happens when we're not even like, you know, when we involve the Flyers in the conversation. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494.
Joe DeCamera brought the cup in. He had the cup in the studio.
He did. He had a Flyers jersey on, too.
Yep, saw him with his Flyer jersey on today.
I got to tell you, it's not a natural look for Joe.
I mean, a sweater. Nope. It's not a jersey. It's a sweater.
You agree, Jack?
Does he look better in that or the full Phillies uniform?
Full Phillies uniform. He looks like a.
Yeah. I don't even want to say what he looks like. You know exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I do. Yeah. You're right. And I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. He better in the Flyer sweater for sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I saw the video. It's up on our socials for the station. Mm-hmm. And he comes busting out of the studio, and he's got the Flyers sweater on. It's just, yep. I don't know if the pants are too tight. Or
always. Pants are always too tight.
You know what I mean? Like, it's you got to have more of a casual look if you're wearing a
jersey. Yeah, he looks like the businessman who isn't really a sports guy, but he has a jersey.
The president of the company.
He's going to the hockey game, yeah.
He looks like the president of the company that on a football Friday comes out in an Eagles jersey because he thinks his employees want to see that. And he's got no freaking clue what he's talking about.
Easy, man, easy.
215-592. I'm not saying our company.
Okay, yeah, we do football Fridays around here.
Well,
no,
I'm not talking about our. Well, but our bosses don't wear jerseys. That's the difference. 215-592-9494. It's Mark. Yes, but so Jess showed a camera. He made a cup.
Yep.
Out of what? Aluminum foil and cardboard?
No, he says that's a bar stool under there.
He made that when he was a kid, apparently.
Yeah, he's had that. That's been in his house.
He's had it. So he made it as a kid when he was a big Flyers fan. Yeah, see, like, Joe's a true Philadelphia sports fan. He still talks about, like, moments from the 80s that still kill him to this day. Like, J.J., and he talks about J.J. Daigneault's goal in 1985 or 1987.
They can't get it up.
Oh,
right.
Lord.
215-592-9494. It's Mark and Reese. Coming up, Sixers are going to be without Ben Simmons. Can they win with
him? Puzzle time!
Or, at least for this playoff run, are they maybe better off without Ben Simmons? We'll discuss on the other side. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. If you want to join one of the greatest teams in the area, Chickies and Pete's is looking for new team members. Apply. ChickiesandPete's.com. Back after this, Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glad for a second. And going back out after this whole pandemic is over with and go back to work, maybe you're working from home right now, and it's like, wow, Bob, you look great. What'd you do? Did you work out? No, the answer is maybe you were working out, but you went to Dr. Glad, you got the hair restoration procedure, and you look great, and you're happy with the way you look because your hair is fuller and thicker, and no one ever knows that you had the procedure done. And that's what I had about 9 years ago, 9 years in October. I had the procedure done, and Dr. Glatt and his team have the most experience and most success in hair restoration in Philly. So if you don't believe me and what I'm saying, go see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglat.com. If you want more information, you can contact me, find me on social media, send me an email, or you can just call Dr. Glatt, speak to his hair team right now. His office is open, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.